This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1 2 1 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad,
and this is
In the Conversation,
the podcast.
We switched that up a little bit.
We did a few things. We in the mix. We in the moment. We are here.
Word up
for y'all, the listener and the viewer. FYI, this is on YouTube. Y'all should check it out on YouTube. I haven't really been promoting it that crazy. But youtube.com/TheLemonComedy. You can see a few of these episodes.
Word up.
Muhammad, what's popping, man? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm out here, man. Enjoying the weather. Mm-hmm. Working good. Some good work going on.
Yeah?
You know, out here living. Going in the right direction, I feel like.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Said I wanted some things. Some things pop right up.
Opportunities abound,
yeah,
huh?
Not abound, but you know what I'm saying? Enough to make it abound.
All right.
You know what I mean?
There you go. Start with one.
Yeah, start with one, two, three, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then get to where you're going. But yeah, some beautiful things popped up. We jumped on them, produced them. I'll be able to talk about the main one soon.
Okay.
It'll be out at the end of the month, so we'll talk about it then.
Young teaser.
Yes, sir.
Some beautiful things.
Yeah, beautiful things.
Dig it. Keyword. There it is, man. What's poppin', man? What's going on? What else is going on with you?
Watching this finals and shit. I hadn't watched no games until last night.
Of the finals or of the playoffs?
Of nothing.
Really?
Really. I had watched none.
I thought we talked about the Kawhi shot. You didn't see that?
I saw it on the YouTube.
On the YouTube. Okay.
So I saw it enough to talk about.
Okay. All right.
But I didn't watch the game.
All
right. I saw it on YouTube. I watched this particular game from the first quarter to the end. You know what I'm saying?
It was an interesting game. Let's talk about it because I mean, I got some shit.
It was interesting, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It was very with all that's been going on, a lot of talk about it with them being up 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
That game seemed like it was very like a anticlimactic game unless you were going for the Warriors at the end.
That's right, because you don't fuck with the Warriors.
Nah, I don't fuck with the Warriors at all. You know what I'm saying?
Even after, okay, go ahead.
I fuck with them as talent. You know what I'm saying? As I recognize and respect who
right.
they are.
Right.
They just good as fuck. So, you know what I'm saying? You never can get too comfortable rooting against them because,
right.
you know what I'm saying? As you saying last night, you know what I'm saying? Them threes were. And they, yeah. you know what I'm saying, they can yeah. erase a lead like nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know what I mean? But even still, even with that, it was still like a slow kind of game. You know what I'm saying? I had never seen Kawhi play on Toronto. So it
okay.
was a slow game for him until that little spurt, really. I mean, right. he probably had a lot of points, but it was, you know what I'm saying, his action is a lot different than a lot of other superstars, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a little bit more composed.
Definitely
he's,
more yeah. composed, definitely a little more just rigid, like, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
informed, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like if you got Kobe and Jordan who, like, you know, acrobats and mm-hmm. ballet dancers and shit.
Right.
Then you got, like, LeBron who, like, a fullback.
Like a truck.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then Kawhi somewhere, like, you know what I'm saying?
In that middle ground.
Somewhere deep in the middle, but leaning more towards just being a utility vehicle.
Right. They call him the robot.
You know what I mean?
Got a little robot flavor to him. The game was cool. I felt like I felt bad because I was just listening to last week's episode, and I was like, man, KD need to do something, man. All these little tunnel daps is not enough.
You brought him back too soon.
Yeah, I brought him back too soon, and shit got ugly for him.
Ugly real quick. But, you know what I'm saying, at least it wasn't like one of them situations where it can be confused that somebody did it on purpose, you know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
You know, a lot of times, you know, guys slide up under guys
and
try
okay,
to hurt
right,
him and shit.
Right. Yeah, it was in the, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit like that. I think Kawhi was playing Golden State when my man slid up under him.
Oh, and, is that?
Yeah, I think so. I think Kawhi was playing Golden State when he got hurt.
Mm.
When somebody slid up under him and he landed on him.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? It was a clean play. He mm-hmm. made the wrong kind of step and bowed out.
Yeah, it should look nasty when you seen it in slow-mo, when you actually seen the vibration of what was going on in his
cat. You saw the vibration?
Yeah, dude, they have a 4K pull-in situation. Because when I watched the game, it was like the dunk contest. You know, you got to wait for the slow-mo to really see what happened. I just saw him give up the ball. I was like, yo, what happened? I see them say, ah! And I see everybody go crazy. What fucked me up and what made me think of you in a certain, like, the fact that the Toronto fans started cheering for this motherfucker, bloodthirsty. And I
this is when it get a little weird.
Yeah, because I remember how you felt like Golden State is like, it's like enough that you going to win. Now you got to, you know what I mean? Right. Now it's like, I never really, you know, the whole, we were just talking about this with old producer Matt, the misnomer that Canadians are good people, nice people.
Right.
Seems to be some bullshit.
Yeah, sports, you know, that sports shit get real tricky real quick. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You think they love you 1 second.
Yeah.
Next second, they, you know what I'm saying? Off with his head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They get turned mob mentality real quick. But, you know what I'm saying? The players did shut that shit down, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that was cool.
It was cool to see the Golden State Warriors stay in it.
But
Steph was cold for a while.
Yeah,
he shot through that shit.
Yeah, he, you know, Steph is Steph. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no excuse to be cold. But you know what I'm saying? What it is, it's good to see them, again, like I said once before, look human.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Them not having fun. You know what I'm saying? Remember when they used to just be having fun, whooping everybody up?
Right.
Laughing and smiling.
Looking like
and
the
shit.
Computer.
Yeah. I'm glad they ain't in that phase no more. You know what I'm saying? Where it looked like, oh shit, we can fuck around and lose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got that worry on their face and they get cold and, you know what I mean?
Some drama.
Yeah. So.
You think they're going to pull it out or you think.
I hope not. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them, but I surely hope they don't.
I don't know if they're going to pull it. I don't think they're going to pull it
3-1, that's a hard road. But, you know, it's been done against them, so, you know what I mean?
It's been done. They've seen it done to them up close and personal. So, right, if they could get it done.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see. I thought it was going to happen last night, to be honest with
you. It looked like Toronto was tired to me. Kawhi looked tired as fuck. It looked like he was like, shit. Then he held out to that one little spurt. Mm-hmm. But for the life of me, I don't understand why the coach called a timeout. When he made those three shots and it was on the run.
Yeah, it kind of fucked up a little bit.
They went downhill after that.
Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking that Kawhi was going to try to bang it on Durant one time. But even though he don't even be that explosive, but I think he's kind of hurt too a little bit. But I just felt like, because he was throwing some threes out there, just to like exclamation threes.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like just to get that crowd right, just banging on Durant, since you back, come get some of this, bow, and have Toronto go crazy. I didn't see that happen. Nah. I was looking for that. Anyway.
We'll see.
It was fucked up in the sports world. Not to sound insensitive, but I'm not going to fake a whole lot of sensitivity.
On what?
Because I'm just done delivered it. Zab Judah, I think, is in a coma.
He had a fight?
He had a fight. Quietly, he had a fight. I think some brain swelling. Check in on that. I think he was in a coma for a bit.
Damn. No, yeah, I mean, so. I saw like a YouTube clip of him going around, but that was on some old fan shit. I thought that was just out of the blue.
We talk about the one where he was coming to see some trolls, saying, let me get 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that kind of stirred up because maybe he was in the news about this. So they was like, yo, let's let a highlight live.
Damn,
you know what
Zab.
I mean? Yeah, Zab got.
Yeah, Zab a little old too, man.
Yeah.
To be getting hit upside the head.
Yeah. So hopefully he pulled through, you know. And David Ortiz got shot.
Yes, wow.
Yeah. What
you
mean?
That's crazy. You saw how he got shot down?
I see it a little bit. I haven't seen everything. I saw he was like it looked like a banquet situation.
It was a club, basically.
Right.
Dominican club.
Right.
And somebody put a hit on him.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? A hitter ran up on him.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Shot through him and hit the dude he was talking to with the same bullet.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know about it. I just saw a little bit of the story. I didn't see I saw some of the surveillance footage. It was a little grainy and a little out of focus, so I didn't get all of that. But, yeah, they kind of tried to Nipsey hustle him. He was home. He was, you know, he was of the community. He's chilling. He's relaxing. He tried to be there to inspire the people. I heard he had a lot of jewelry on. Maybe that
was. But I'm saying. you know, of course, definitely that's you know, one thing that draws them out. But everybody know how much you make.
Yeah.
How much you made on your last contract.
Right.
When you down there, when you got your check, when it hit the bank.
But damn.
You know what I'm saying? So when you're an athlete like that and you coming from a place where you the one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whether it's in the hood in America or, you know what I'm saying, Dominican Republic or wherever, it's always a target. And, you know what I'm saying, and there's no real exceptions being made for cats who got them targets on their back. It's just out there for yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you carry a gun, then shit, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta let it go.
You going down like, you know what I'm saying, you carry the gun.
Right.
You know, even though, you know what I'm saying, you got more motherfuckers at your head than a normal person.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be all right. He's in stable condition. It's fucked up.
Yeah, Boston got his ass up out of there quick. They said they sent a medical chopper.
Oh, yeah? Oh, from DR to America?
They sent the chopper in DR, got his ass out of there on a jet.
Wow.
hey.
Secure the bag.
You're fucking with the assets.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good medical attention when like, they send the chopper.
No, right. He's not going there.
No. We're going here. Yeah.
They flew the doctor out.
As long as it wasn't that chopper that crashed in Manhattan.
Man, I don't know what that was.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what that was either. I just seen it was a chopper that crashed. Listen, my transitions are so seamless, but there's no more information on the transition.
I mean, that shit right there, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know much
was
more.
Was there anybody in there other than the pilot?
Somebody died. I don't know if it was the pilot.
Oh, that damn. Died.
I've been hearing about these Uber choppers. So initially when I heard a chopper just crashed in New York City, I'm like, is this one of these Uber? Is this some, you know, some?
It still ain't just a regular dude. Hey, you know what? I'm an Uber chopper.
I went from the Corolla
you know
to the
I brought my own chopper.
Blue Thunder.
Nah, it ain't like, you know what I'm saying, Charlotte, North Carolina Uber.
Right.
Uber X in Charlotte.
Old 65-year-old dude.
Funny AG6 smelling like reefer.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Nah, I think it was an executive chopper. You know what I'm saying? Shit, choppers is usually reserved for people who could afford them bitches.
Yeah. You been in a chopper before?
Nah.
I think I have, but I can't remember. I know I had the opportunity to be in one that we passed on it, but I think I was in one, but I can't remember where it was.
Didn't you do some shit with Geico in the chopper?
Yeah, but I didn't. That was like a little plane, like a prop plane fly, jump up out that shit.
Oh, right,
I didn't get in the plane.
I passed.
Yeah, nah. There was no real reason. There was no reason. We've talked about this. There's no reason. What else is going on, man?
Man. You watch Black Mirror?
No. I watched maybe one episode, the pig fucking life. Episode.
Oh, that was the first one ever.
That's the first I seen that. It was interesting. I never got further into it.
All of them different, so you know what I'm saying? Each episode is a whole different thing.
New
so.
One came back, right? New season?
Well, I guess you want to call it season three episodes. That's
right.
The season.
Yeah.
So I guess they spent half the budget on that fucking stupid movie.
Oh, right. Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch.
Right. So you watched the first three? You watched these new
three? I watched it.
I heard there's some shit about Xbox or something that's kind of crazy.
Video games. Like video game in the future, like, you know what I'm saying, where it's a full takeover of your situation, your body. Like,
oh, okay.
You know, it's like this technology on Black Mirror where it's like the thing you put in your head. They used it twice, like you put it on your head, they use it once or twice as a grain inside your head where – you know, one time it reads all your memory, records your whole life, you know what I'm saying? The other one, I mean, they use a lot of this technology in different ways so you can kind of see which way it goes. And in this particular episode, they they used it in conjunction with a video game, like so virtual reality, fully immersive fight game, you know what I'm saying, called Striking Vipers. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it went left real hard. I don't know if you want to talk about it.
I didn't see it. I just saw Cass was like,
watch.
I saw Cass was like, yo. I just saw a lot of yo.
Yeah, it was definitely a yo.
So,
if you don't, you watch that shit, Matt?
No.
Do you watch it?
I have in the past, but not recently.
Okay. Yeah. Well, spoiler alerts abound.
Good. Fuck it.
So anyway, the shit was, you get in the game, it's a fight game. Yeah. So him and his homeboy, they used to play the game all the time. So yeah. It was like 11 years before, they'd be at the crib playing the game. And
it wasn't full reality.
No, it was just regular. It was regular. You know, they played the game, fight game and shit.
Right.
And the homeboy always, you know, fought with a girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I guess he had whatever fight capabilities that he fucked with. So he used to fuck dude up, you know what I'm saying, fighting with the girl.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying, my man had his girl in the room, you know. They ended up getting married, so then they fast forward 11 years later to his birthday party and shit. And then the homeboy is now a kind of successful, I guess, music exec.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He came through. He hadn't seen him in a while and brought him the game that they used to play as the gift. But it's like the new version.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So so he, you know, he telling, you know, that he's like, damn, this is supposed to be the virtual reality. I don't have that. I don't have that component. He was like, nah. And he that was in there too. So he gave him both the whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
So dude logs on to play the shit. And then his homeboy chimes in, you know what I'm saying, such and such online. Boom.
His man that's his right man. Next to him.
No, not next to him. Now they in their own world.
Oh, this is next
this,
day.
This is later, sometime okay, later okay, that okay. night. I think it's okay. later that night.
Okay.
So he chimes in, boom, boom, such and such, you know what I'm saying, inviting you to play.
Yeah.
So he come in, he don't know what he's doing. He was like, yo, he walk him through it, what to do.
Yeah.
Put the shit on your head, you know what I'm saying? Then you the shit lock you into the shit. Like your whole fucking body is just
surrender.
Yeah. Yeah. You just really your body ain't doing shit. It's all inside your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So now we go into the game and these motherfuckers in the game. You know what I'm saying? So they as the characters and shit, you know what I'm saying?
And he's still a woman.
In the game, he's playing as the girl.
Right.
And then dude is playing as the, you know, Asian karate dude.
Right.
And then, so, you know, he said, like, yo, is this shit going to hurt? He was like, you know what I'm saying? You're going to feel all the sensations of, you know, like real life. So, you know, they start fighting. He start whooping his ass and shit. And then.
You start physically hurting?
Like, you, little,
you feel something, but it's not fucking you up, though. It's not like a real fight.
It's not fucking you up.
You can live
and
through
it. And it's not real physical. So, like you said, your body ain't doing shit. It's all in your head.
Okay.
So, you definitely going to live through it, but it's like, yo, you getting all the sensations.
Right.
And so, you know, they go through, they fighting and shit, dude trying to get a hang of the shit. Because in real life, he got his knee fucked up. So, he was, you know, working with his knee. He was like, yeah, that feel good, huh? Your knee good, right? He's like, yeah, it's good, shit. You know what I'm saying? So all is well. You know what I'm saying? They going through the 1-2-1-2. Then they start getting into some real physical tussling and shit. And then the girl jumped up on him, you know what I'm saying? Kind of had him in a scissor cross type shit.
Uh-oh.
So it's like, okay, that's wild. Then so that's when you get the first, like, thought in your mind, like, damn, how that work? You know what I'm saying?
This is weird.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, how that work? Like, you know what I'm saying? He fighting a girl, he getting the sensation that this is a girl. So
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, that's weird. So then all of a sudden, they just, in the middle of the joint, dude jump off of him and start kissing him in the game.
Wow.
So it's like, hey, wait, hold up. I wasn't ready.
Yeah, wasn't ready.
Stop.
Oh, man.
Pause. I got to, you know what I'm saying? Go to the kitchen and make my food. I had to come back to this right quick.
He had to break for lunch.
Because I was already kind of hungry, and then it's like, hold up, I need a
This guy's kissing
you. Let me process this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because
it's weird. Because, you know, it's like, okay, the guy in the thing is kissing a girl, but it's his boy controlling the girl.
Right.
And then it's him and then it's his boy, so then it's kind of weird. So then, you know, at a certain point, he breaks like, hey, this is weird.
Yeah.
Then he gets up out of the exit game, get the fuck out. Ah.
Homie, the one that his gift.
Yeah, one who got gifted.
The gifted.
And then, so I forget when it was, but he, you know what I'm saying, he kind of like tried to talk about it, but couldn't really they just brushed over it, went back in. Then next time they went in, they full on went all the way for it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Homie was with it this time.
I mean, yeah, he fucked the shit out the little character and shit. You know what I'm saying? and so he asked.
The gifted
fucked the shit out of the girl.
So the gifted was like, I'm coming back. I'm good now. I'm a provoke it. I'm coming back. I'm
well, they both was ready.
Okay.
They both came in ready.
Look at that.
And then so, you know, they talked about this shit and he was like, how is it, like, you know, feeling like a girl, like, you know what I'm saying? He's
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying, this shit is crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like you feeling it 1,000 times and shit. Because he told him in the beginning, which was weird, because I was wondering how they was going to play it. He was like, yo, this shit is going to turn your brain to confetti. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
This is how crazy this shit is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, how crazy could this shit be? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was crazy.
It got well.
You know what I'm saying? Because it puts you in an awkward position as a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, all right, a lot of people were saying these were
LGBTQ
characters. But I don't really think so. You know what I'm saying? Because in the end, they were like, listen, are we gay? You know what
that's
saying?
What the guys.
That's what they asking each other. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Dude tried to break it off.
Mm-hmm.
Dude broke it off and was like, yo, I gotta focus on my wife, dog. I can't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Be doing this.
I can't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, other dude is going through withdrawal. Like he can't shake it. He like you know, he tripping. He bugging out.
Yeah,
like you know what I'm saying? Like basically begging. Like you know,
reaching
what I'm saying?
Out. Yo, you want to play?
Like
he
come on. Like
urban.
Nah. He beyond that. He like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he trying to see him outside the console.
No, he trying to see him in the console. Like
okay.
Yo, we need to. So dude, like fuck that. Put the whole shit up. And then his wife ended up inviting dude to his birthday shit. So this another year later. Dude didn't know. It was a surprise to him. So now he's sitting there with his video game mistress.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And his wife, and it's all weird and shit. So his wife dip out to go do some shit in the kitchen. This motherfucker steps up on you. Mind you, the dude look like Meek Mill, so it makes it even more weirder.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? Right. Oh, some black dudes.
Yeah, it's two black dudes. This is
Black Ass Mirror.
This is Black Ass Mirror.
All right, go ahead, Black Mirror.
You know what I'm saying? So dude rolls up on him real close to shit. He's like, you know you want it. You know what I'm saying?
This is real life.
This is real life.
Okay.
Like, you know you want it. You want Roxy and her tight. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
You know that's tight and wet. You never had nothing like that ever before or ever since. And
Dang.
Then he's like, you know it. And then he's like, you know what I'm saying? He was like, I tried everything. I can't shake it. You know what I'm saying? I went in there with other characters playing the same roles. I done went to try other roles. I done had group sex. I even fucked a polar bear in there, and I still can't get over you.
Yo, I seen that meme.
Yeah.
I even fucked a polar bear. I saw that meme.
Like, I even fucked a polar bear and I still can't get
this
over
it.
This
is the gifted or the giftee?
This is the giftee.
Okay.
This is the giftee.
So he's strung out.
He's strung out.
Other cat done put it on the shelf.
Other
he's
cat,
good.
He trying to, he compartment, he suppressed it. He like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like he been suppressing, like the whole time he came on the screen, he been suppressing his boredom with his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he's just been real in a tight little wad.
Mm-hmm.
So this shit opened him up, but then he like, fuck that, and then went back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now he like, you know what, man? Fuck this shit. No, he was like, yo, after he left the house with birthday, he told him to meet him in the joint at 12 o'clock. So
meet him on the game.
Meet him on the game.
Hilarious.
So he wasn't going to do it, but shit turned 12. He went in there and did it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked the shit out the motherfucker again.
Uh-huh.
And then...
And they're back
doing it. No, he was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Meet me at the such and such. Just told him to meet him in real life.
Oh.
So you think, okay, it's about to go down in real life. And that's like, this too much. But then he was kind of like... You know, all right, kiss me. He's like, let's just see, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
let's
see if
just
this
see.
Is real.
If something happens, you know what I'm saying? So he was like, you know what I'm saying? He kissed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I ain't feel nothing. And then the other dude was like, me neither.
Closure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, but dude was like, nah, but we gotta, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's not like the game, no, you got to. So then they start fighting in the middle of the street. And got arrested. So now homie wife got to come pick him up from jail with the baby in the car. She pregnant. No, is she pregnant? No, I don't think she pregnant.
Yeah, black man still go to jail, even in a video game.
No, this is real life.
I know, but shit.
So now his wife like, well, what the fuck is y'all fighting about?
Right, right. She been out the loop the whole
time.
Yeah,
she time. Out the loop. But she knew something going on with him, but she ain't know. I mean, obviously no one knew this.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know what I'm saying? I guess he was just like, fuck it. And then he went to tell her it cut to black. Then it fast forwarded to probably the next year, his birthday. And they had it all worked out to where, you know what I'm saying, she got to go out and do her thing on a certain day, and then he got to play the video game.
Oh, it was understood now.
They had an understanding now.
Interesting.
That everybody got the little shit they wanted to get their little rocks off and shit.
Damn. What's the wife doing? Is the wife
The wife was saying shit was boring for her too, but she stayed committed and stayed down.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like they was meeting up for their anniversary and he got there late and this other cat tried to buy a drink and shit. She shot him down.
Uh-huh.
But she was like, you know what I'm saying? Dude came up to me earlier. I could have, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So she was like, you know what I'm saying? I felt like this shit is boring too, but I stuck with it. But, you know, they worked it out. You know what I'm saying? Where she got to do her shit. They was much more happier. She was pregnant and shit. He got, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I guess they figured it out. But the shit was just such a brain twister.
Right.
Because it puts you in so many different positions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the LGBTQ community mm-hmm. was, some people was saying like these were, you know what I'm saying, characters from their community. And then some were saying, nah, this is a bad portrayal of closeted
homosexuals.
But I don't really think either one of them was thinking about homosexuality in going into playing this game. Because mm-hmm. homie had a bunch of fine chicks that he fucked with. Mm-hmm. Homie was with his wife. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't happy, but he was, you know what I'm saying, at his birthday party, he was looking at one of the other mothers when she bent down mm-hmm. and cracked her ass was showing. So okay. It was kind of like the one that he was gay. Mm-hmm. But in that game, you know what I'm saying?
That sensation.
In the game, you know what I'm saying? He fucking with a female woman. Sensation, a woman's sensation, right. Everything woman, but then there's a dude controlling it.
Yeah, that's wild. Did they like flip-flop?
Everybody played their role. Wow. Everybody played their role. That's it was just weird, man. It was weird. It throw you for a loop because you got to really kind of think about the size of it. Now, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing that, you know, man, it's like, shit, it's a lot going on in this. And people do this shit in real life, but not in that manner. We don't have the technology to do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's people that, you know what I'm saying, just fuck with people, you know what I'm saying, over apps or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or
right.
just, what are them rooms and
Fortnite
shit?
Fortnite or whatever, or yeah. like chat rooms.
Chat
and shit
rooms
like.
And shit, or, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
Cash App, the motherfucker Peep Show and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where you, so it exists already in ways, but, you know what I'm saying, I guess now it's like you seem to think that you can control who it is and what it is, you know what I'm saying? And like it would be no way that, you know what I'm saying? It would be no way I would put myself in a situation of being fucking around with a dude, you know what I'm saying?
That's control, yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying? In the world as we know it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that shit right there, like, yo, that's a crazy world.
That's
like,
you know what I'm saying? That's a whole leap.
Shit, that's fucked up. I don't want to live in that world.
You ever seen virtual reality porn?
Nah.
Yeah, I've seen that shit. That shit's interesting.
You gotta put the shit on?
Yeah, you put the shit on. It's immersive as fuck.
Well, like, what?
It's weird.
Like, you can look right there. You know?
You look right there, you see what's cracking.
But then it's like somebody fucking?
Yeah, it's like a woman. I only looked at it for a hot second because it was a friend of mine. He had the shit, so you can't, you know what I mean? You're mm-hmm. not going to get intimate with it. You just look at, see what it is.
Y'all watch it at the same time with the shit.
Nah, it wasn't. It was only one headset, fam. But I saw a series of everything. So I saw like boxing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it puts you like, virtual reality make you feel like you in the way. You ever be at a party where you like, oh shit, damn, my bad. Oh, wait, my mm-hmm. bad. That's how virtual, you so in this bitch, like, you are too far in the mix. Then mm-hmm. I did the basketball again. Like you're not
playing though. You're not
in the fucking way. You like you courtside, but way more courtside than you need to be. Like right. You know, I could trip a referee. Nah, nigga, you might bump into the like you. Oh shit, my bad, y'all. But it's kind of cool to see.
Right.
Then when you do the porno shit, it's weird because it's like, the woman is there, but they like small, like kind of not like small, but like it don't feel like, it don't seem like a real, like they're not
scaled right.
They're not scaled all the way right. They got everything, you know, you're there. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure if you needed to get where you needed to go, you could do it. It was enough. But it's a different vibe. It's a different vibe.
But is it a dude in there with the chick? Or is it just the chick there by herself?
I think it's you, but it might be.
Oh, it's you doing the fucking.
It's you. The woman is coming on to you. Oh. So you're the guy. It's like POV porn, but like you're the guy. But right. I'm trying to remember if they make a dick for you. And if they do, I want to say it might have been the white man's dick, which, you know what I mean? That's how they always, that's the default. You know what I mean? You can't bring your own dick into virtual reality.
Bring my own avatars.
Yeah, you got to bring your own shit. But, yeah, it's a little crazy. It's a little crazy, you know.
Yeah, so that was weird.
It's but you know, that's where I guess that's what I've always heard about Black Mirror. It's like the whole thing about it is it's like some Twilight Zone shit, but it's not that far removed. It's like this is what it's probably coming to.
It could be this, right?
It could be what's going to be. It could be.
Like the ones that use those brain shits, like I talk about, is the ones that are most interesting to me. You know what I'm saying? Like when they had the one about recording your life and shit, and then homie was beefing with his girl. He was like, "Run it back, go back to the
transcript,
you know what I'm saying? And put the shit on the TV and shit."
Yeah,
like you be at the party and you telling the story and the shit be on the TV.
Yeah,
you know, like, hold on, let me put my shit in like an aux cord and shit.
Right,
beam your memories and shit. And she had done lied and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then he looking at the memories and shit. See homie. You know what I'm saying? That she lied about in the memories in the background. Like, wait. You said you met this motherfucker in Morocco. Run that shit back.
This is Jersey.
Run that shit back. I'm not running it back. That's like more invasive than going through your phone.
Can you go into somebody else's head or they got to run it back?
They had to run it back.
Okay.
Forget how that shit. They could get into your head.
Uh-huh.
You could project your shit like Apple AirPlay and shit.
Right.
But you have to do it.
You got
to
give them the admin. Right. You got to give them the password.
Yeah, you had to do it. But under duress, motherfucker, make it. Like homie went to dude's house and was like, shit, run that shit back.
Put a gun to him or something?
He's just whooping his ass. He didn't have a gun on thing. He was just beating his ass and shit, bust him in the head with a bottle. Like, and then he had the bottle to him, like, run that shit back.
Mm-hmm.
He ran it back. And then he cut the shit out of the motherfucker head. He cut the whole grain out of
the whole memory or the whole shit.
Yeah, he took that whole shit.
Cause what, he was messing with his lady?
Yeah.
So he took the memory,
I'm taking all that shit.
That's hilarious. That's funny. Speaking of that type of shit, I was watching See You Yesterday? The Spike Lee joint.
Oh yeah. I saw that shit.
That was pretty interesting. Yeah, Speaking of running it back.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that shit.
Shout out to Eden.
Yeah. Shout out to who?
Eden. Duncan Smith. She played the lead role. Nicole's daughter.
Oh, that's how you say it? Eden or Eden?
Eden.
Shout out to her. She killed it. Shout out to old Astro. Remember Astro, the rapper?
No.
He played the older brother.
Oh, word. Yeah. I know he looked familiar.
Astro was a rapper back in the day.
He did a good job, man.
Yeah, he did his thing, man. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I fucked around. I had to get rid of my Optimum Wi-Fi, my internet situation.
Why?
Shit was just bullshit, you know what I'm saying? It's like certain things you couldn't do because of the way that the information packets were with Optimum. So I handle big files, so I'm trying to download. Anytime I'm downloading big files, the download fail. Mm-hmm. If you send it like WeTransfer, that shit gonna fail 100% of the time. You know what I'm saying?
So, why, it's particular to Optimum?
I don't know. I don't know if it's particular to my cables or their system, but when the information is coming down, it'll hit a packet, and then the download will fail.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell it like if you're watching something, but usually when you're watching streaming something, it's a little ahead of it, so the packets don't hurt it as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But when you're trying to download some shit for work, that shit fucking hurt. So I'm trying to get the shit resolved, and I had like a bad little customer service situation. So I'm like, word?
In the midst of that shit.
That's how y'all
wrap this shit.
And then Fios, they send you shit every day. You get something in the mail with a new fucking package. Like, oh shit.
Right.
Every fucking day, it's some new shit.
Right.
And I had been, you know what I'm saying, delaying it because I owe Verizon a few dollars from an old situation.
The Fios.
You know what I'm saying? No, okay. Just not Fios, just Verizon in general.
Okay.
I owed them like $200 or some shit.
Okay.
So
you ain't know if you was good over there.
No, I knew I was good. I just had to pay it. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? You know how you be stalling and shit. Fuck it, I'm cool.
Right.
I said, fuck that shit, man. Uh-huh. So I hung up the phone, ordered the Fios and shit. But the only problem is, you know how you jump big and bad. Like, well, y'all had this shit. Take this shit then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I ordered the Fios and they realized it was going to be 10 days before they could install it. I'm like,
You in a holding pattern.
I'm in a holding pattern. So now I'm hotspotting my phone.
Oh, shit.
Running my, and surprisingly.
Killing your memory, huh?
Yeah, but surprisingly, that shit worked pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was surprised how well it worked. It wasn't too far off of what I fucking had. But I did that shit for 10 days and they just installed my shit yesterday.
How's the Fios as opposed to the Optimum?
I just did some wild shit just to do it.
Just to see what
remember that masterclass situation we had?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to download some of them shits.
Right.
So I took about 22 gigs and downloaded. Like, I couldn't even download 1 gig with the Optimum without it failing.
Yeah.
I was like, let me see if this shit can handle 22 gigs. Put that shit on. That shit was done in 6 minutes.
Wow.
I'm like, word.
I'm in the future.
I'm in the motherfucking future.
It was
man.
In the past.
Yeah, I was, man. And ironically, that's how I was when I was originally with a Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
And Bed-Stuy, they only had the DSL.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I had that for a while.
Wait, they only had the DSL? Wait, what do you mean? For Optimum or for Fios?
For Verizon. Fios right. Fios just
wasn't available in that neighborhood.
Yeah, Fios just came to Bed-Stuy last year.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it was DSL.
Uh-huh.
So I had got rid of that a while back for Optimum.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like, damn, I'm in the future.
Right.
Verizon fucking up.
Uh-huh.
Now,
you know, all the way there.
Verizon done flipped that shit. Now they ahead of the curve.
Mm.
I'm sure somebody else will come with some new shit. You know what I'm saying? Supposedly this shit supposed to be 5G or some shit.
This Fios shit?
This Fios. This version I got supposed to be 5G ready.
Uh-huh.
That shit doing its job, dog.
We'll see about it. Is it much more expensive than the other?
It ain't. It's cheaper right now.
Do you have to bundle it?
Nope.
Oh, so you could get you straight internet.
You can get straight internet, no contract, month by month.
Well, all right. That's something to look into. I don't know. My internet is hit or miss. It's not terrible, but it isn't as great as it could be. I see the potential in my internet. You know what I mean?
That's like how I felt.
Yeah.
A lot of potential.
I thought with the Fios or all these things, I thought you had to do the bundle, but now that you're telling me I could just go straight internet and I could do a month-to-month situation, it might be considered.
Yeah, since I cut the cord, when I went to Optimum after the DSL, I felt like I could cut the cord because I had a fast enough internet, you know what I'm saying, in my mind.
Right.
And boom, cut the cord, got, you know, the Netflix, Hulu, all that HBO shit.
Right.
And that's what we've been rocking with. And so I always had just internet service.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And with this, I was wondering, could you get the Fios TV app? But you can't. You had to bundle that with the whole TV plan. You can't just get the TV. Yeah. So, but I'm happy with the shit right now, man. That shit is blazing fast. It's, you know what I'm saying? Everybody watching whatever the fuck they want without no buffering. You know what I'm saying? I watched the game on that bitch last night when I could have just watched it on regular TV, but I was like, fuck
it. What you watch it on? It's on
ESPN. On ESPN.
Oh, okay.
I watched that shit. That shit looked like regular TV. No hiccups, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No stalling. Only thing I did notice is that I probably was like 30 seconds behind the real game. Because somebody hit me like, yo, I'm fucking sick right now. Like,
you like, damn, fucking spoiler alert, you know
what
my nigga.
But they didn't say they didn't say what they was talking about. But then after 30 seconds later, I'm like, oh.
What were they talking about? Durant?
The last shot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sick. Like, shit.
Man.
But that's it, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be on some new technology. It make your whole system feel new.
Yeah.
Make you feel like you're working with a whole, like you're in the mothership. Like,
it's like washing your car.
Washing you, getting a haircut,
you back.
Fresh line, shave.
You back.
I'm out here. Heard up. I be seeing other people having problems with their internet and shit. Last night, it was a Optimum internet outage in Brooklyn, seeing people complaining about that shit on the internet. I was like, yo, what you might want to do, son, you know what I'm saying, son? Might want to get on that Verizon, son, that Fios.
That's what's really good. You want to jump that ship.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I went to a food festival this weekend.
Which one?
Fairway. You know, Fairway Supermarket had their, I guess, first annual food festival. It was fun. It was basically like a sample fest.
No doubt.
Which I thought what it was going to be.
Yeah.
That shit was all right. I had a good time, but it was so funny. People love free shit.
No
Me
doubt.
Included, I'm not gonna lie, but there's a level, there's a barometer in free shit enjoyment. There's a little, you know, conservative, let me try one that is full on no shame.
Right.
Let me get a box and I'm just putting mad shit. So it was mad looting in there at some point.
Was it in the store or was it outside?
No, it was downtown at Basketball City.
Okay.
So it was a whole venue filled with just booths. And a lot, you know, most of them, everything that you could get at Fairway. Fairway had their own booths where they had, like, this is dedicated to their bakery department, so they had some bakery shit. Mm-hmm. Boar's Head had a whole thing where they was giving out hot dogs and sandwiches and shit. You know, I seen the I got to try the Sour Patch Kids cereal that I've been meaning to try for, but I never really wanted to buy it.
Is it gummy or is it like cereal?
No, it's like cereal, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm going to record that shit's not bad. That shit is not bad at all. I haven't had it with milk, so I don't know how it is with milk. But they did it right. Like, it got a little bit of the sour, but it's not gonna take you out of it. But then it's got like a, I guess like a Fruit Loop type of thing going on for the flavor. So it was like, all right, it seems crazier than it is, but it's like, oh, all right, I see what you did. What else was in there? I mean, it was all just free shit.
What was the shit that was the most banging that you enjoyed?
Damn, that was the most banging that I enjoyed. Let me think. There was some cheese in there that was good. Just some regular ass Gouda. Shit was banging.
What? For a long white man.
What? Because I like Gouda? Some Gouda. There was some good ass Gouda in that bitch. The Boar's Head shit was probably the most, that was like the most substantial sample. You had a full hot dog, you know what I mean? So, you know, Cass was excited about that. It was always good. We get a full size, we get a whole Snapple, you know what I mean? None of this shit was no shit that you couldn't get in the free world.
Right.
But it was just $5. And it was just like, it was like a buffet of shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, it was cool, but I toe the line with this shit. Like, I like a good sample. I'll go to a grocery store, have a good sample until it get too much traffic around the sample. Right. Too much, you know, you see a motherfucker reusing the toothpick. Oh. You see the motherfucker with the cough. You know what I mean? You like, you fucking the whole thing up. But, I'd have to say the Gouda was good. There was a big ass line for some sushi. I didn't do the free sushi. The line was too crazy. I was like, I'm not gonna get on that free sushi line. But that was it. What else did I do? What I want to talk to you about, man. I saw Khaled got upset because he came in second to Tyler the Creator. Did you see this shit?
Nah.
There's this whole big thing. It's like, I mean, it's a big
came story. In second to what?
on the Billboard.
Oh, number two?
Came in number two. Tyler.
Why are you mad for?
Because he's mad because he came in number two. And I think he's mad because he came in number two. Well, it's a couple reasons. This is all.
Do you think the game is rigged or something?
Well, the game is kind of rigged, and they just didn't accept his rigging in a way. And I don't want to say the game is rigged, but you know, nowadays they do this whole shit, these bundles. Mm-hmm. So they do these bundles where they bundle all types of different things. Mm-hmm. And if you buy this, it counts for an album, an album sale. Sometimes these shits be something that's almost not even music related.
Right. I don't want Jay-Z with the Samsung.
Right. Like Jay-Z with the Samsung, right. Like Travis with the
that
tour.
That should be counted against you for good marketing.
It becomes arguable because now if I'm just tagging my album onto a Metro card, some shit the niggas is going to buy anyway.
Right.
Did your album sell that, or did the fact that I just got the Metro card, I needed a Metro card, and for $3 more, I got your album?
At this day and age, the game is all about the impressions.
That's okay. So, but that's what they're trying to figure out. This is what Billboard, because supposedly he's suing Billboard now. Because they...
So what was his rigging?
I don't know exactly. Matt, find out what Khaled was bundling. I want to say... I don't want to speak to what it was just yet because I don't know for sure. But whatever he had decided, yo, we're going to bundle it with this, they were like, fine. Supposedly, they was like, fine. And I guess whatever Tyler was bundling, they was cool with it too. They both under kind of a similar umbrella. So at the last minute, I think he had 100,000 units or $100,000 all on whatever these bundles were. And at the last minute, Billboard was like, nah, we're not accepting them. So that made him go down, and Tyler went above him. Mm-hmm. So he's mad. I heard he spazzed on the label or whatever. He put out like a little video.
Who are you on, Def Jam?
He's on, I think, Epic. So he spazzed. Supposedly he got upset with Sylvia Rhone or whatever. And there was like a quote that was like, Khaled seems to be this positive person, but he has a mean side.
But he mean as a snake.
But, which was just hilarious to see, because Khaled getting mad is funny to me. Like, that's like Buddha getting angry. Like, Buddha like, fuck this shit, put his shirt on. Y'all niggas is out of line, you know what I mean? Like, because Khaled is they and vibrations and... That nigga got upset like everybody does.
Like, Khaled, y'all see him as a nice guy, but he's mean as a snake.
He got mad than a motherfucker. What was it, Matt?
I was bundled with an energy drink.
Right, with an energy drink. So, I mean, you know. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's a stretch. Yeah. It's a stretch. It's not music.
So he probably mad that it was a whack bundle.
Well, no, he's mad that they didn't respect his bundle.
Okay, I'm saying, but why he mad at the label?
He's mad because Billboard or whomever, I guess he's mad because they didn't fight hard enough to
for them to respect the bundle.
To respect this bundle. Like, when they were like, no, they should have been like, yo, but you reneged. You already kind of said this was a go, so we put things in place to leverage this, and now you telling us in the ninth inning that we can't do that. So if that is the case, then I can understand how upset he is, but then he got a little... He kind of tried to throw a shot at Tyler. He put a video out. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, I make music. You know, I make albums. I make shit for people to listen to. When you in traffic, you hear it in other cars. You go to the club, you hear it on the radio, you hear it. I don't make mysterious music. Talk about Tyler shit. I don't know if you heard the Tyler album, but it's like.
Buddha beef.
Yeah, Buddha was sick. But, you know, the Tyler album is a little bit more like. I don't want to say soundscapes, but it's
avant-garde.
Like, it's a little avant-garde. It's called Igor. So, you know, it's going, and it's Tyler. So, you know, he always been avant-garde. So it's moments where like, he don't even rap. You know what I mean? It's just him having fun with the production and shit. It felt kind of like how Kanye did, how Quincy Jones would do, like where he was flexing his producer muscles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I do think that, you know, Tyler is, he's heavily influenced by Pharrell. Not to say he don't have his own sonic identity, but you could tell like that's one of his OGs.
Since the beginning.
Yeah. And he's always tried, you know, he always does some shit with chords and shit like that. He's very much about being progressive with the music. So this is kind of like, this was a great look for him. Like, this was the one people were like, oh, shit is great, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Khaled had to take that loss.
Paul Khaled done jumped out of character.
Yeah, they done got him upset. We is stressed. That nigga's upset. Yeah, but it's just interesting to see Khaled upset, though. Oh, you like, damn, Khaled. You know what I mean? He's upset, Paul.
We is stressed.
We is upset, brother. The fuck?
Sure. That was a good one.
Yeah, I respect my energy drink bundle.
That's what I mean. This music, the music game is it's interesting now because I haven't been around it like that. But you know what I'm saying? Lately, I've been doing a few things. Like we shot a Nicole Buss thing.
Right.
But she's still number one in the adult urban section. Five weeks in a row.
I tell you something funny about her.
What's up?
Well, not funny about her. I was on Bevelations last week. Just happened to be, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm walking in. I want to say it was Teresa Sanders. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's her PR.
Yeah. She was like, yeah, we such and such. And she was talking about your homie,
uh-huh.
Nicole Buss. She was saying, like, basically what you had said on the pod the other day. And I felt like I'm in the know. Because I was out the loop the first time. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm hip.
Music be like the future, dog.
Yeah.
It be like, you know what I'm saying? This is probably like any industry when you know the shit that's going on before it drop.
Right.
What's going to drop in culture and people going to know about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're kind of living in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you know, so just being around and in and around it lately, you know what I'm saying, on these last few projects that I'm on, it's been a trip how the game is transitioning. It's like I'm on a project now where one of the labels is involved on the content side.
Mm.
So, you know what I'm saying, that's interesting because basically, you know what I'm saying, they eating off my plate. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And we got to kind of coexist right quick right now, but I see where they're eating off my plate.
What you mean?
Where they're entering the business at where I'm at.
Oh, you mean they're about to absorb what you do, like kind of?
On the branded content, they're entering that space of doing content with brands. Like, right. I do content with brands.
Oh, you're saying labels is going
like,
in.
Yeah. But more from not just like, we got this artist, let's do this project, you know what I'm saying, which has usually been their domain. They are now creating whole editorial departments.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A few people we know have moved on to certain places as their edit department.
Right.
So they're their own magazine or their own news. I guess it's like what LeBron did for Uninterrupted.
Okay.
Where he took athletes and made a space where it's just for athletes.
Right.
This is an athlete space.
Right.
Same thing. So it's interesting, you know what I'm saying? You know, going through it on the business side as a competitor, because that never really has been the case. They always been like an ally. You know what I'm saying? So you have some that's still allies, but then when you start like, hey, that's, you got to keep an eye on that.
And they kind of got the advantage because they bringing the actual content, right?
Well, they're bringing the subjects for the content.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, they have advantage there. They have whole departments that focus on this shit. They have millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? they generate millions and millions of dollars. You know, the artists, you know what I mean? But the good thing is, like, you know what I'm saying, at the top, you know what I'm saying, the big artist is still doing what they do regardless. It's just like in the space of, oh, y'all way down here with me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we about to do.
Mm-hmm. Fighting for this. This is my block.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, let's see how this works. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't whoop them. Per se, so now you gotta figure out how to, you know what I'm saying, maneuver, and that's some new shit. Like that's like for me, I should have may have seen it when I heard about some of the moves that was being made, but I didn't imagine it coming in my direction, and now it's here.
Interesting,
you know what I'm saying?
Is it? But it's pretty much like the, I guess the next level of like a press kit, right? Kind of, right? Because they kind of
it could be more than that. It could be documentary style. Like, even like, per se, like if you take Beyonce, what she did with Homecoming.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can best rest assured that other artists, they're going to take that same formula.
And the label is going to be like,
make other, you know what I'm saying, content in that direction, but probably at a smaller level. Not at the high, level, you know, the artists are going to still control most of, you know what I'm saying, their own destiny.
Mm.
But when you just getting on a label and, you know what I mean, you start making, you know, start making noise. And, you know, when the label does have access to an artist that they, you know, that they, that's on their label, they, you would think would have first dibs, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's an interesting play. And so the decision is, okay, do you play with them? You play against them. Who you gonna play with? Who you gonna play against? Who you gonna, you know what I'm saying? Who you gonna make your ally to fight against? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your enemy. Right. You know what I'm saying? Or is your enemy not even your enemy? You know what I'm saying? It's all this shit that go on when you were in business for yourself and every deal count.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Where I may feel like they just out here playing in the shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You like, motherfucker.
I'm committed to this shit.
I got to eat.
Right, right.
So right now, there's nothing there, per se.
Right.
It's just like early stages of, oh, that's a threat.
That shit feels a little lightweight monopoly-esque. Like, you know what I mean?
It's not as monopoly because everybody don't want that, what they got. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Everybody don't want, every brand or every situation don't want, you know what I'm saying, the new artist of the day or the big artist or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't want to play in that particular space. So. Mm-hmm. For people that do want to play in that space, though, it resonates. And a lot of the stuff we do, those people could want to play in that space, which, again, you can't compete with it, but you had to find a way not to be ran out.
You got to have an iller idea.
You had to have an ill idea. You had to create an iller name for yourself. You know
but that's
saying?
My point. My thing is, you're going to have to do all of that fly shit, but then this is the thing, like, so who do you pitch that ill idea to, right? So do you go straight artist direct, but don't the artist got to holler at the label?
Like for me, I'm not artist focused, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I fuck with artists when the opportunity is there and it's a good match, and, you know what I mean? It's all fits. But for a long time, you know, I haven't been artist driven at all.
You talking just brands and shit?
Yeah, just content in itself. Like I can't even be focused on brands or artists. Really, I had to be focused on the work, really, at this point.
Right.
So it's like, how do we put out stuff for our audience that's going to be hot enough for to draw in the revenue that we need to draw in.
Well, they want
to
work with
you. They want to work with
They want your shit. They want the signature.
They want this shit right here.
Yeah.
So I made a couple of moves to shore up that side of the game, and I'll be launching that this summer.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Made a couple of partnerships, get some, you know what I'm saying, get our little army together.
Right.
And then we'll see what's happening out here.
There you go. Speaking of out here, where you about to be this week?
Ah, man, shit. I'm be in Atlanta on Thursday.
Uh-huh. Oh, you started on your tour yet?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
First date was New York.
How was that?
That was cool.
Okay.
Next date is Atlanta on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And then it gets tricky after that.
Well, there you go. It gets tricky. All right, well, shit.
We might not even be on the tour no more.
Hopefully, you still be there. So, Atlanta this week, what else?
Atlanta this week. That's it, man. And I'm back here in the conversation.
There you go. Where am I at, man? I ain't nowhere. I'm chilling. I'm in the world. I'm trying to put some things together. I will be back here next Wednesday. Just know that. Hopefully, God willing. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Jeez.
We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.